We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west, there was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. And he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo.
He called himself
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La 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 la.
All right, hanging out with Todd Lebo here for the hour. We get some fact or fiction coming up in the second segment. We'll talk some college football, maybe some Chiefs. Maybe some other things as well. You know, we never even touched on the athletics fun story and some more Zach Greinke fun stories of Greinke being Zach Greinke. So we haven't done that yet as well. So
Greinke,
he is on the mound tonight and pitching for the Royals. Todd Lebo is with us. Todd, we had Braden Gall on in the previous hour, and you know, he's talked about the last couple of weeks, and it's certainly coming to fruition of just how good the Big 12 is, 1 through 10, and how balanced it is. Like, there's like not a, hey, here's a team that's going to challenge Georgia, but here's a team that might finish 8th, but could beat the team that finished first
or
second.
And by the way, a team that might finish 8th almost beat Alabama. Well, let's not forget that.
That's absolutely true, yeah.
It is a fun league this year. It helps to not have a stinker.
Yeah.
And they don't have a stinker. They just really don't. I mean, I was a little bit concerned about West Virginia and where they're heading, and maybe Neil Brown is still in trouble. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've bounced back from losing to Kansas to, you know, beat Vatek. Now, Vatek's not great, okay?
Right.
But I don't think West Virginia is going 0-9 in this league. Mm-hmm. They're going to beat somebody. Texas Tech has a brand-new coach, okay? And their brand-new coach just beat Texas. You know,
mm-hmm.
and we already have seen what's happening at Kansas, right, you know, down the street from us. That's great news. There's a new coach at TCU. They got a big win last week against SMU. They're entering league play this week.
Baylor's,
and Oklahoma State's very good, and Baylor's very good.
Baylor's a field goal away from being undefeated and being 4-0. I mean, K-State is a couple of third down or fourth down conversions away from being undefeated and being 4-0. KU is 4-0.
Oklahoma might be a stop on 3rd-and-16 without giving up 55 yards rushing.
Or maybe
being 4-0. I mean, it's
3rd-and-16, 3rd-and-12, 4th-and-1, 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-5, 3rd-and-8, all of those that Adrian Martinez converted.
Any of those. So it's a really fun-looking league.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, under the radar this past week, because we weren't paying much attention to it, but Baylor going to Ames and winning was huge for them to
take
control of the race.
And
you know?
They were also in control of that game. Like, the final score, if you didn't see it, was 31-24. And like, oh, Iowa State was in that one. It was 31.
Game. Baylor's good.
It was like 31-10 or something in the fourth quarter.
They have a lot of the players back off their team last year, but they don't have the same quarterback. But the kid they had playing quarterback played big minutes last year at big times. You know, in the Big 12 championship game. You know, they're set. They're fine at quarterback, and that's part of the key. And they play great defense. It is a really fun looking league. Now it's going to be, I guess, bad news for everyone this year if you want to be in the college football playoff, but the future, when they get this thing to 12, you don't have to be undefeated. You don't have to be just one loss. I mean, there's going to be two lost teams in this, and it'll be a champion.
Yeah,
the
whole season should be a lot of fun, and this weekend slate of games, especially, you know, locally, it's like, you know, does Kansas State, Texas Tech, does that get the juices flowing? Does KU, Iowa State? I mean, I know those the old Big 12 rivals that are there, at least Big 12 matchups that are there. But
I like watching all these games.
I love the games because, you know, again, Texas Tech somehow survives Houston when they had 4th-and-20 in overtime, and they had to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they converted a 4th. It wasn't 4th and 20 from your own 20-yard line when you've got the whole field to work with.
Yeah.
It was 4th and 20 where the first down was the 15-yard line.
Yeah.
And somehow they converted that, and then they beat Houston.
They
survived Texas.
They were up against Texas, and then down against Texas, and then up, and they fought. And if you haven't watched Joey McGuire's post-game speech in the locker room, it's great.
I haven't seen it. Yeah,
it's
I need
good.
To go check it out.
I mean, it's good because it's the chip on your shoulder, Texas Tech against Texas coming in. And, you know, he's just like talking about, I told you they would break. I told you they would get tired. I told you we would do this. And then he's like, ride with us. And the place goes crazy. So they've got a little something working there. And it's always feels good when you're winning, you know?
Yeah, that matchup is interesting because you've got two teams that are coming off huge victories, huge emotional wins that you put a lot into that game.
Let's throw us on at 11 a.m. on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Can you rile yourself up for it?
I mean, I know there were some K-State fans that thought we were making fun of K-State. That wasn't the case. I was making fun of the Big 12 TV deal that you've got a game as good as this week and you get a top 25 team in K-State and you got a Texas Tech team that just beat Texas is 3-1 and it's on ESPN Plus.
Well, they
at
set
11
those
o'clock.
13 days out. And what happened was K-State lost to Tulane and they said, we're
point,
putting you on the internet. Because they didn't think they were going to go to Norman and win. Oh, then they go to Norman and win, and all of a sudden, that's how it is. You know, they can only use the 6-day advance window a few times a year, so they will do that later.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also trying their best to push ESPN Plus on people.
I get it.
I mean,
but
there are a lot of – Kansas basketball is playing on ESPN Plus this year many times.
What
they want you to subscribe, and the way to make you subscribe is put your games on it.
But what sucks for K-State specifically is – I understood they're wanting people to subscribe nationally and things like that. K-State fans are going to go and get it or have it, and locally they're going to have it to watch their games. But if it's on ESPN, just regular, and somebody's flipping through and going, oh, yeah, K-State, they just beat Oklahoma. Let me now watch this. How many people at 11 o'clock are flipping through ESPN Plus to go, let me see these different games I may want to watch?
Three people in this room, probably.
Yes.
But maybe not everyone else.
But like,
I know not the kid in the other room.
Yeah, right.
He's looking for Celtics highlights. But I click on there. I'm all the time like, what do we got going?
Yeah,
you know?
I do too. But
it's not great.
Just randomly when it's like, especially coming from game day on into the next game. There's game day and here's the first game that starts at 11.
Why they put like two or three games at 11 for the Big 12.
Yeah.
That makes the choices too hard for people. Like, what I mean, listen, not everyone has multiple TV sets and screens and all that stuff. And if you want to watch a few things, and like this week, there's Oklahoma TCU's at 11 and K-State Tech is at 11. Now that you can't have six windows, okay, but there's only 10 teams in this thing. They should never have three games at a time. And I think this week's actually spaced out.
This week is spaced out two at 11, two at 2:30, and then West Virginia, Texas is the night game.
Right.
But Iowa State, Kansas.
Now, the SEC has competing games all the time because there's 14 teams in it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But a lot of the.
There's seven games, you know.
But I honestly, I mean, Mizzou ain't that good, but I don't know the last time I watched a Mizzou SEC conference game and had to go and watch it online. Like, I watch it on TV.
Yeah,
it's on SEC Network. Even SEC Network Plus, they'll have like an alternate channel for SEC Network that I'll be able to watch it there, or ESPN2, or ESPN. Very rarely the CBS one, but I mean, I don't have to go to the internet.
This is their third tier partner, and that's what they don't have a network.
I know, which sucks.
Their network is ESPN Plus.
Because K-State Texas Tech is a more worthy game to be on TV rather than Mizzou and Georgia. Which Mizzou,
Georgia,
I'll be able to watch on TV.
Going to be on TV no matter what.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. So, but Mizzou, Georgia is going to be on TV, and K-State, Texas Tech, I got to go to the internet to watch it.
Yeah.
Are you sure Mizzou, Georgia is going to be on TV? There aren't like broadcast rights like during the daytime. Like, you don't want kids to see all that.
It's 6:30. It's evening-ish.
It's on the SEC Network. You got to look for it.
Okay. SEC Network.
It's not going to be on one of the main ones. It's where only
CBS.
Yeah. Mizzou and Georgia fans will go there, and anybody going, hey, what game's the SEC? Oh, nope. Don't need to go there and watch that one. Just go somewhere. It might as well be internet, because only Mizzou and Georgia fans will be watching that. Only Georgia fans will be watching that game.
For the
Luther
entirety.
Burden.
Our
Luther
gamblers.
Burden. Well, you know what? Luther Burden will be watching the game, too.
Questionable.
Oh, man.
All of us will be watching the game together, and we'll all have the same impact.
Well, he's just questionable is what he is. He's not like out.
I didn't mean like out like with an injury. He'll just be watching from a really good view on the field.
That's what the only thing in his way will be his face mask, because he'll be ready to go in. You know, he's standing there waiting to walk on the field, and then
today on his press conference, Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Before, you know, there's all this scuttlebutt about his Instagram and all that stuff yesterday, which I think is much ado about nothing. Kids do what they do. They should be more cognizant of the timing when they do things, whatever. But during his press conference, when he went through the injuries, he mentioned Luther Burden, as that was basically all the talk there was about him.
Luther Burden will be questionable for Saturday, as he suffered an injury in the second series of the game that kept him out most of the second quarter. Really proud of the toughness he showed in the third and fourth quarter, trying to give it a go and doing what he could for our team. In fact, he was not supposed to do anything but fair catch the punts, but in that fourth quarter, trying to provide a spark, decided to return that one. But our priority is getting him healthy and doing the very best we can for him. So look forward to, you know, working with him all week to try to get him back.
There's your update on Luther Burden.
But also, like, if he's only healthy enough just to catch the punts, then why is he playing on offense and out on the field and doing different things, just not getting the ball thrown? Like,
maybe
I don't get it.
Distraction for the other team because they don't know he's hurt. I don't know. He didn't say what his injury was. I don't know what to believe on this.
And again, even if even with all that being said, you know, you don't fumble the football at the half yard line, or
miss
your all American kicker makes one that he'll probably make the next 99 in a row in practice. He probably hasn't missed that kick since he was probably like 8 years old.
Well, and he was like 150 pounds.
There's a lot of challenges this week for Eli Drinkwitz.
But he doesn't practice kicks on the sidelines, so that's
so
good.
So strange.
It's not easy being the Missouri head coach right now. You're getting ready to play Georgia. Georgia is unbelievable, okay? So that's monstrous challenge, okay? Another challenge, the best recruit you've had in the time you've been there is questionable and injured with something, and there are people concerned about his Instagram account and all this stuff. You got that going on. You have to try to coach up your All-American kicker who just missed a kick that would have won a game at Auburn, right?
Yeah.
And you have to coach up a kid who you love, who's been made plays for you, who you have coached to not hold the ball out. He says they show him videos, they do all this stuff, but he didn't do enough of it because he still tried to do it. There is a lot to his job this week. Yeah. There's a lot of that emotional coaching, and, you know, you want to win games, right? That's the whole point of the deal. And we talked about how that if you could go get a road win in the first four, well, they didn't. And they didn't have a chance to win the one in Manhattan because it was a mess from the get-go, but they had every chance to win. They're playing against the fourth-string quarterback at Auburn in a place where they want to fire their coach. They wanted to fire him so bad. They wanted to fire him at 2:30 on Saturday.
Yep.
But you can't fire him when they win, so they go accidentally win a game, and now the Auburn people aren't very happy about a win, and the Missouri people are just sick.
Yeah,
about how they lost the game.
I mean, it's a missed field goal. It's jumping off sides on a missed field goal, and then Auburn makes the field goal. It's losing the football at the half yard line, and
all of it.
I know coaches coach that only on fourth down do you reach out for the goal line. Other than that, you hold the football, you secure it, especially when it's going to be first and goal from the half yard line. But that's instinctual. That is tough for a player not to do. The missed field goal by
Mevis
and the offsides and the fumble all are inconsequential if you don't have 12 straight punts before that drive that resulted in the missed field goal.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's to where it's like Mevis can be a scapegoat, jumping offsides can be a scapegoat, Pete fumbling the football can be a scapegoat, Missouri's curse can be a scapegoat, all of that stuff. But you had 12 drives in which you punt, 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 and apparently all you needed was three somewhere along the line, and you didn't get it. So yeah, it's unfortunate, it's frustrating, and
bring Georgia up here,
and then you got Georgia, and then you've got a question about
where's,
you know,
Abilene Christian, where is it?
Your star receiver and Instagram posts and things like that, and you know you're right. In today's day and age, like Braden Gall calls it the second recruitment. That the first recruitment gets the kid, the second recruitment is even tougher because now you're no longer selling a dream, you're selling reality. This is what's happening, and why are you unhappy? Well, now I got to sell to you as to why you won't be unhappy staying here, even though you're unhappy now.
Listen, I'm glad we're close to home. I'm glad I got some. You know, we're selling chips. We got some stuff. It's great. Great, but losing is not fun, and like, who knows what the score is going to be, but if it's what I think it's going to be, if you can't score against Auburn, you're not going to score points against Georgia, and if you're sitting there and getting boat raced by them, you're like, wow, like I could have been at one of these other schools. I'm not saying that's happening, but I think that it would be natural if it was happening. Yeah,
it would be only natural if it was happening because Mizzou's played two Power 5 opponents and he's combined for two touches offensively in those two games. K-State and Auburn, he combined to touch the ball twice.
Yeah.
offensively in those two Power Five games. So
rough Saturday,
yep, absolutely.
And an interesting week moving forward.
But you know what? We started off talking about the Big 12 and the K-State Texas Tech game, and KU's got a fun one because, you know, Iowa State, they did beat Iowa, and they came back and made it close against Baylor, but I think Baylor's pretty damn good.
Right, and they have growing pains. They have a new quarterback.
Right.
They had
new running back, new tight end,
all
new everything.
Of this stuff. Yeah. They had some NFL players. These aren't just, hey, you were a good guy who went and
you were a good Iowa State player.
Yes, these are guys. I mean, Breece Hall is a player in the league. He's getting after it, and Brock Purdy got drafted. All these things. So they're replacing them, and I think they'll be fine because I think Matt Campbell's a good coach. They have his five-star culture and all those things, blah, blah, blah. And the interesting thing about Kansas is Coach Leipold today at his meeting with the media was talking about Iowa State. And where that's kind of an aspirational place last year for Kansas to want to be as a program, you know?
Yeah.
And he said his eyes were open pretty big last year when they went up to Ames about kind of where what the gap was then.
Yeah, it was that was one of the biggest games where I walked that they looked a lot different than we did. It also, like when we pulled up to their facilities, how much different that was. I mean, that was that was an eye-opening, humbling, 30-some hours there. It was, but it also helps start setting my expectations, what I need to do here as the head football coach.
What Iowa State has done facilities-wise and all that is really good. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been talking about for 10, 15 years at Kansas. And they've gotten some things going, but you can't really get it going if you don't win games. You turn coaches over and over and over and over and all that stuff. So, you know, it wasn't the trip to Austin where you know they have better facilities than you. But you go to Ames, Iowa, and you're like, wow, this is at Ames, Iowa? Look at all this stuff. And they had a bunch of pros on their team last year.
And then you lose by 50.
Yeah, they beat your butt real good. And these teams are much closer together this year.
Yeah. I think KU wins.
They absolutely can win this game. Yeah. Maybe should win this game, even though they're an underdog.
I mean, they're underdog by 3, but I'll take the money line on that one.
But and I think you could ask generally most Kansas fans, would you take what Iowa State football has been the last 10 years, 20 years maybe? They've had some bad times, but they've also made games and won games and done all that stuff. Now, they've never reached the high of what Kansas did in 2007. But they've gotten to a Big 12 title game, and they've won some games and gone to bowls and done all those things.
It's interesting. It's like, Kansas had the high of 07, but they've had a lot of bad years since then. And comparing that to Iowa State, that's been more consistent, it's like, you know, Dayton Moore, the Royals go to a World Series and win a World Series, or the Rays that haven't won one, but boy, they've been really consistent. And the Twins have been really maybe the Twins are better.
Twins are A's because they haven't been to a World Series.
Exactly. They've been really consistent. They don't win in the playoffs, but they get there.
But they've been consistent.
And I'll take the Royals,
Prape
too.
Prape was fun.
Yeah.
Prape was fun. Now, I think right now, Kansas fans don't want – because the Kansas football has been worse than Royals baseball.
Agreed. Yeah, it's been atrocious.
Okay.
I
think this is a fun game. And it'll be right here on Sports Radio 810. I think Kansas can win this game, but it's going to be harder to play football now with everyone patting you on the back, and they got a lot of pats on the back this week.
Well, they were getting patted on the back heading into Duke, you know, and it was going to be a big home game. They were favored, and they responded, and they played really well. So I mean, that's a sign of a well coached team. So if they respond again this week, and I think they beat Iowa State. I'm a believer in this Kansas team because I think KU can score. I don't think Iowa State really can.
Right. I think their harder games will be against teams. They had a hard game against West Virginia. I mean, West Virginia scored a bunch of points on them. They're going to have a hard time with, like, Texas Tech will score points on them. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, all those the score points.
I think regardless of the points that Iowa State has, there is a feeling that Kansas will be able to put points on the board and match. If Kansas gets out to an early lead, I don't really believe in Iowa State that they're just going to go start scoring points.
No.
So that's why I like KU to win this weekend. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get into some fact or fiction coming up on the other side of the break, hanging out with Todd Lebo on this Tuesday edition of The Zone at Sports Radio 810 WHB.
It's No Hangovers May with Greenlight Dispensary. Enjoy their flower specials all month long by visiting one of their 4 KC area locations. Or check out their AI bud tenders at greenlightdispensary.com. That's greenlightdispensary.com.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
So did it turn out to be like soft, or was it a firm butt when you were done with it?
Well, I thought there would be a bigger crust on the butt.
Okay.
I don't think I had the heat high enough to crust up the butt.
Mm-hmm.
But the color was nice on it. And
nice colored butt is always what you're looking for.
And it tore apart very easily.
Really?
Tore that butt apart, Lebo.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, Todd Lebo hanging out with us here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson, Josh Briscoe, Beards. We head up until 2 o'clock. Let's get some fact or fiction in here. A lot of football talk today.
It will continue.
College and NFL.
Factually.
Fact. That's right.
Or fictionally.
Did you hear all the plays I went through earlier in the show?
I did. It was like...
Open receivers of just battling back this Chiefs don't have Tyreek Hill, therefore this is what it looks like without Tyreek Hill. I'm like, hey, you know what? Tyreek Hill was an awesome left tackle. If he could be a little bit better as a right guard this year, they're missing his blocking at the line of scrimmage, and they're missing his ability to read the blocks as a running back, too. Bring on Ronald Jones. That's what I say.
As you were going through all of that, I just closed my eyes and was trying to envision the plays, which was a problem because I was driving at the time.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
But other than that, I really enjoyed that segment.
Said, close your eyes, says Jesus, take the wheel.
That's what
and
I did.
And I'm just going to listen and try to think of these different plays that happened. So
I still don't know what the order for fact or fiction is. As soon as I get that locked down.
I'm first.
Lebo.
Open with Lebo.
Beards. Moi.
Then.
Moi. Mew.
Moi.
Is that, what is you? And is it Mew? Is that right? That's a Pokemon.
Spanish. I took Spanish, too.
Mew, that's a Greek letter.
It's like Spanish dose, actually, Lebo.
I get it. It was two. It was you.
That's right. For some fact or fiction. Does this have music now? Or does I can't remember what we decided it has music.
We tried to last week, but now
didn't like it. All right. That's fine. Beards is looking at Celtics highlights. Fact or fiction number one here.
Right.
It's about primetime football. Did you guys see the primetime football this week?
Yeah.
Wasn't great. No. Was not great football, sort of wire to wire.
There were touchdowns?
That's there were touchdown. That wasn't the fact of fiction. That's a fact.
Didn't the Broncos win in extra innings?
Yeah.
Over the Sunday night.
Fact or fiction, I didn't watch more than 2 total minutes of Monday Night Football last night after watching virtually none of Broncos 49ers on Sunday Night Football.
Sounds like a fact to me, unless you set me up.
Lebo says fact. Beards.
I'll go fiction.
I think in years past, that would have been a fact. But as of September 1st, things are changed with the DraftKings. So I'm going to say that is fiction.
The first thing I'm going to say is I'd put $0 and 0 cents on either of those games because that's where I decided to exercise my self-control. But it's still fiction.
Oh, wow.
I love ball. I'm built different. I was enjoying some truly disgusting football these last 2 nights.
I was down with Monday Night Football till the bitter end, having the under 39 and getting my heart ripped out.
Levi, I talked about the 7-leg parlay that I had yesterday at $1 to win like $100-something. The only part of the 7-leg parlay that I did not get was the Giants were 1-point favorites, right? They were favorites in that game. The alternate line of Giants plus 6.5.
That would have been a good one.
They lost by 7.
It's like game stunk.
Abysmal. And I couldn't turn.
Sunday was worse.
But Sunday had higher comedic value, I think.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Well, I had other things
let's
to
ride.
Watch on Sunday.
Cooper so. Rush.
Broncos fans, let's ride.
Cooper Rush was harder to watch just because.
I enjoyed watching sports, Cowboys Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Hate CD Lamb, then love CD Lamb.
That's also true.
There was so much up and down with that.
What a game. All right, so Lebo is the only one not on the board yet. Fact or fiction, the Chiefs are 2-1 after 3 weeks. That's fact. That's a fact. That's They'll fact. Have 3 losses by October 17th at Tampa versus Las Vegas versus Buffalo in that time. They will have 3 losses going 1-2 or worse over that stretch.
Beards.
Fact or fiction, Beards.
I will go with fiction there.
I'm going to go fiction as well. I think they'll find a way to go 2-1 over the next 3 weeks.
In order not to fall too far behind, I'm going to say fiction.
I think it's fiction.
Okay.
Wrong.
I think you guys are right on this one.
But you don't really know.
But I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I don't know that there will be a time this week that I will develop a read on the game this weekend.
Yeah, this week
I have
is
no
the
clue.
One. It's weird.
No idea how this game's going
to
go.
Is this going to be the first Chiefs game since September 1st that I'm able to stay away from? I'll let you know.
I ain't touching it.
I'll let you know by Friday.
I'm not. I may not even touch it with same game parlays. Like I don't think I'm going
to
touch it at
People
all.
People told
I'll
me
watch.
Not to touch Colts. The Colts Chiefs, and I rubbed my face all over that game, and then
slapped
and
down.
It was scalding.
How to go?
A while, really badly, Beards.
Well,
you thank
you for
just asking.
Bet the other sides.
Yeah, I honestly don't even know if that would have really helped. fact or fiction? Patrick Mahomes is the one who should bear the brunt of the blame for Sunday's loss?
Fiction.
That's fiction.
I agreed.
Yeah, it is fiction. I thought one of you might bite.
I mean, there are games where I think the Bengals game,
well,
I think
so
that
many
is
other
the
awful
case.
Things. Yeah. I mean, he didn't play great.
Not a great game for Mahomes, but perfectly fine enough if Travis Kelce's catching a pass that he catches. Well, Justin Watson catches that pass. The special teams aren't there. Yeah.
Well, Matt Amendola got cut, so he had the worst game.
And rewatching the All-22, like the amount of plays that were there with just a little more time to be able, like, they're setting up plays that might be longer developing, but the offensive line is just not doing their job. The Justin Watson pass, that was a touchdown. Justin Watson beats his guy. He's running an over route. The guy is 2.5 yards behind him. Mahomes lays that out there to about the 5-yard line, and he catches it. It's a touchdown. Instead, Mahomes has to sneak up the middle and duck somebody because Trey Smith gets beat, and then somebody's hitting his leg, and he throws it. That's as far as he can get it, and Watson has to come back to the football. If there's nobody in his face,
ought to be a touchdown.
Three-step drop, boom, Watson right there. It's a touchdown. But the offensive line was just awful in that game. It's
not good.
It's disappointing because there's a lot of faith in that offensive line, and they got a lot of accolades last year in the offseason, and they have not lived up to that yet.
You guys have agreed a lot so far. I bet I can split the room on this one.
All right.
Someone other than Sky Moore will be back to return the Buccaneers' first punt this weekend.
They really stuck with him.
Someone other than Sky Moore. That was in-game, you know, a full week for Dave Tobe to think about it.
I will say that's...
Signed D'Anthony Thomas or something?
Oh, my God. Fact. First punt will be someone different.
Somebody else?
I was thinking of my answer, and it took me a little bit to register. You said D'Anthony Thomas. You got to sign him, right? You got to bring him back.
He's been back a few times.
Come on. You got to have the mascot.
He's available, I'm sure.
He's got to be out there somewhere.
Lebo said fact. Is that right?
Correct.
I'll go fiction.
I think it's fiction as well. I think Dave Tobe is going to be loyal, and if they were that upset with Sky Moore, they would have pulled him after the first couple of punts. So I'm going to say fiction. It's still Sky.
I think this one really could go either way, but it is fiction.
It's fiction.
Right, Lebo down by two.
Down two.
I just think Dave Tobe...
He won his job back on the third return.
Is that right? Yeah.
Catching one.
Yeah, he caught one, so there you go.
He messed up twice in two different reads. I don't think it's a lock, but I think that's fiction.
Well, I mean, if Mecole Hardman's going to touch the ball once,
his heel is hurt. I don't know.
He's hurt.
I don't know that Mecole Hardman should have been out there. I shouldn't mention that. I thought that I'm
not saying
Mecole
Hardman should have been out there, but I'm saying if it continues that this is the way they use him.
I see what you're saying.
He has said that Mecole is not going to be used there because he's more part of the offense.
Well,
he was not.
You know, Sky Moore's not about to be yanked out of that role because he had a big role in the offense.
But the point that that Teicher made too is that, you know, he thought that maybe McDuffie was the most secure punt returner that they had in camp. That it was just going to be catching, maybe not explosive or big plays, but the guy who you know is going to be out there secure, catch the football, and it's all good. He's not an option right now, he might be soon. We'll see.
Fact or fiction? It's time for Ronald Jones. No further explanation. That's the entirety of the fact or fiction.
Beards?
Is it, in fact, time for Ronald Jones?
I'll go fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah, at least to be dressed, fact.
That is absolutely a fact.
I don't care how he. I don't care if he's wearing clothes or not in the game. Give him the football.
Whoa,
he doesn't have to be dressed. Just give him the damn ball.
Well, there are rules. You get fined for that.
You got to have a number
on.
You
got to have the flag, the towel, and the knees can't be showing. There are a lot of rules about
you. Would you get flagged for that by running around naked or just by if he were to say something mean while being naked?
You just get fined by the security.
The uniform police.
That's it.
So no 15-yard penalty for carrying the football naked if he were to say something to an opponent while carrying the football naked. 15-yard penalty.
Each one of the fines you can get for your uniform, that might be a lot of money.
That's true.
Because you can get fined for your shoes. You can get fined for your socks. You
FCC
can get fined for your
fine as well.
Yeah, there's an accumulation all of that. Yeah, you might lose your entire game check.
If anybody would know how that balance would work, it would be Chris Jones. So he would have been on both sides of that coin now. Lebo's down by Beards and Jason so far have not
undefeated.
Missed one yet.
Five for five.
Chance to fix that. I gave you the opportunity and you blew it.
Literally fix it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not going to say that maybe the refs have been working, the head coach has been working the refs on this one, but we'll see.
Like there's Chiefs called. It's rigged.
The Chiefs questions are almost over, and I think maybe once we leave Chiefs land, maybe I'm going to get harder to read.
Okay.
This is your last Chiefs one, though. Fact or fiction? The Chiefs defense, by the end of the year, will be top 10 in DVOA.
Fact.
Fact, sure.
I'll stick with the group.
I think it's a fact.
They're top 10 right now, right?
I didn't expect you guys to all be all over that, but yeah, I mean they've been good so far. They're going to get a couple of starters back, maybe three starters back, really, if you want to count Mike Dana.
They played great.
I think they're for real.
They are number 9 overall in DVOA right now. And I think number 6 against the run.
Their opponents will get better, but I think the defense will get better as well. So I thought I might get you there. And
I just happened to look at it this morning before talking with Teicher, so that's why I went
there
back.
There you go. But, yeah. Okay, well, let's leave the Chiefs behind here. Right. And let's talk about some college ball. Mm-hmm. Kansas was rightfully left out of the top 25 this week. Fact or fiction?
There's no right or wrong answer to this. But I'll start the thing by saying fact, and then they'll say fiction, and I will be 3 points behind. So fact.
Beards, we know the answer from you.
No, it's fiction.
I think it's fiction, too. And it's going to be fiction with Josh. So that
just be honest.
He can't fix it.
Don't rig it. They can be tied.
Gosh dang it, they deserved it.
Pure fiction.
They deserve to be in the top 25. They're Kansas. Should the history of the program impact rankings? Yes, it should.
I think it did. That's why they're not ranked.
That's why they're not there.
Weren't they 26th?
They're 26th, yeah. Right behind K-State.
With that in mind.
K-State 25.
Fact or fiction.
KU 26.
Kansas State.
Beards.
Should not have been ranked. Fact or fiction. At 25, with Kansas at 26, K-State did not earn a top 25 slot. Fact or fiction?
Well, if we're playing by logic, then that would be fiction.
So K-State did not.
K-State was ranked.
Yeah, but they did not deserve.
Not deserve to be ranked 25.
That's fiction.
Well, I'll say that's a fact. Get me further behind.
I don't like what's happening here. Jason pulls in ahead into the lead. That's fiction.
It's totally.
But Beards Beards said
who
fiction.
Who was 23rd?
Too.
Beards, no, do you say fiction
Beards
or fact?
Beards said fact.
Yeah, you said
I think
fact,
Beards
right?
misunderstood the question and then said fact.
You said based on the logic of KU should be ranked, so that meant
or
that
did
he
you
thought
misunderstand
K-State.
It and say fiction?
I don't remember what I said.
I think he said fiction.
All right, Beards and Jason still tied here. Perfect
I'm
boards
four behind.
For Beards and Jason.
I think he said fiction and he got it right because he misunderstood the part because he did say based on the logic of KU should be ranked.
I would be winning this if Corey were here because he knows how to. He would know how to.
I wanted to play this one straight up for one just to see how it went. So far, it's got Beards and Jason in a blowout, so that's concerning.
We are tied. We haven't missed one yet.
Yeah, this is bad. Fact or fiction, Lance Leipold will still be the head coach of Kansas football at this time next year.
I'm up first, right? Okay. So
Beards was up first.
No, Beards started with his faction.
He mumbled around.
Beards went faction on that one.
Yeah.
Went ficked. Lance Leipold.
Mm-hmm. Will be the head coach of Kansas football at this time next year.
I'm going to say that's a fact.
It's a fact. They're not letting this guy go. He's going to get two contract extensions within 2 months of each other.
That might be true, actually.
That's fact.
It's a fact.
I think it's a fact. I think it's a fact because like it would be basing it solely and specifically on one job in Nebraska. I think if if Wisconsin tanks, and that job comes open. I think it might be a different story with Lance Leipold. But that's different. That's not what you ask specifically. I think he'll be the coach next year at this time.
I got one.
You got one. This has been a bad day for Lebo, Beards, and Jason with a perfect board. Fact or fiction? I have been licked by a cow today.
Lebo?
Yeah, that's got to be a fact. I mean, you were up there getting involved.
Did I get to cow mouth level?
You probably put your hand out because you're one of those people who love the animals.
Yeah.
Got a little lick on the hand.
Got a little lick me?
Yeah.
Lebo says yes.
Do I need to go last here because I kind of know the answer?
Just say what you know.
This, I mean, you were out there. I don't know. I don't know if you saw any hand-to-tongue contact or if you maybe would have any evidence that I was very against it. Yeah, you should go last, though, Beard. Yeah. You should go last on this one. I know that's making the order kind of janky. I'm going to shoot it straight up, though, Jason. So you're up. You're up next.
So you did get licked by a cow.
I have been licked by a cow today is the fact or fiction question.
I'll say fact.
That's fact.
Their tongues, very, very rough.
So rough.
Shockingly
like
rough cow tongues. Harsher than sandpaper. It was almost like gravelly to the touch.
Well, it depends on what grade of sandpaper it is. Yeah. I mean, it's
60 grit.
Although they didn't want to eat from you, though.
No, they did not want to eat out of my hand.
No.
Did you milk the cow?
We didn't. They were none of them were ready to be milked, much to Ben Messner's chagrin, because he wanted me to shovel poop. He wanted me to milk. We got some good stuff for the video that
you tried, but you found out it was a bull.
Yeah.
So.
That's not a teat.
Fact or fiction? I ate a little bit of grass today.
Beards is up first on this one.
And Beards was not here when we got out into the grass.
I wasn't here for this part.
Perfect boards for Beards and Jason so far. Did I eat some grass? Am I a grass eater?
I'll go fact.
Beard says I eat grass.
I think just like when in Rome, I think it's a fact.
I mean, you're a content machine. Of course you eat grass.
It was some sweeter grass.
I bet it was.
And you could taste it. It was all, Tim did not lead me astray.
Was there sugar?
It is a sweet grass that has some sugar. I have to check my blood sugar afterwards.
Check your blood sugar?
Because eventually,
did you get an alert?
I just started breaking off chunks of it and I was eating it in the car on the way home. It was great.
Good for you.
Beards and Jason are tied at 11.
At three.
We've never had a perfect board before.
A perfect game is on the board.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Here's the final question.
Hold on. I have a sore arm. I need to come out of this game. There's a perfect game here.
Perfect game on the way. Dave Roberts about to shut you down.
Kevin Costerin for love of the game.
Luther Burden will never play college football anywhere other than Mizzou.
That's a
fact or fiction.
He's not leaving. That's a fact.
Beards.
And ask the question again. Make sure I get it correct.
Luther Burden will never play college football anywhere other than Mizzou.
I'll go fiction.
Well, you'd have to prove to me that he's playing at Mizzou. So
he's already played, though.
I have some evidence. Very limited.
So, fact means he stays at Mizzou?
That's right, which also would be opposite of what Beards just said.
Or challenges the draft rules or goes and plays basketball in China. Yeah.
College football. College football. He could go.
I'm going to say it's a fact.
We have a
winner. I wanted you guys to have the same answer.
Well, we can still do a tiebreaker.
But now somebody will have a perfect board. I will have a perfect board. Thank
you,
Josh.
Can I ask you one more question, Jason?
Nope. It's a
Jason,
fact.
You're gonna love it.
It's a fact.
What does that one say?
It says I don't know.
I have 11 facts or fictions and one IDK.
And one I can go either way to skew this thing.
So unfortunately,
nobody wins. It's a tie.
Unfortunately, a tie. We have two. We have an 11-0-1 from both
of
you.
It's the AFC South.
And we're going to have a tiebreaker.
Oh,
I'm really sorry.
It's the AFC South.
But it's 11-0-1. We're going to have a tiebreaker on the other side of the
break. What's the category?
Don't know yet.
Oh, you don't have to.
Didn't think this one was going to happen. Wasn't prepared for this today. I was around cows at the time. Usually, right? Fact or fiction?
I'm playing the tiebreaker either way. I don't care.
You deserve it. Absolutely. You should get to play for third.
I don't deserve it, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. He's playing week 17. Yeah. Doesn't matter. He's not making the playoffs, but he's still going to play.
I got to go play. I'm lap traffic.
Tiebreaker's worth 14 points.
Oh.
Wait a minute. There's only 11.
Ah,
damn it.
It's NASCAR. It's bonus points.
Leg of the race.
But he's never led a lap here.
Doesn't matter.
After the break, Josh will come up with a fact or fiction tiebreaker.
Next.
It's No Hangovers May with Greenlight Dispensary. Enjoy their flower specials all month long by visiting one of their four KC area locations. Or check out their AI bud tenders at greenlightdispensary.com. That's greenlightdispensary.com.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Connects to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey there.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Some of those are Zoom internet connection. I think that was just Todd maybe getting caught off guard.
You have to unmute yourself.
Hey,
it's
there.
That's edited a little bit.
Beards took them out of context?
That wasn't me. That was an original.
No, that's
Shane
like
took something out of context?
That's a Corey problem.
That was a Corey
took something out of context? I'm running out of higher registers in my voice.
Even crazier. All right, so what's the tie-breaking category here or even question? I don't know. Just give it to us.
The tie-breaking category is kickers. Here is your tiebreaker question. And I know fact or fiction is not usually subjective, but this time it is. A real change from earlier when I asked how many games the Chiefs would lose. You can pick anyone from all of history, living or dead, to be the Chiefs kicker this week.
Oh.
Who do you want?
Oh.
Now here's
you should have asked this before we went to break.
I didn't have the question before the break. Here's what I'm going to stall for you a little bit. I'm going to filibuster a little bit.
I got my answer, so I don't need anybody to stall for me.
I am going to judge this on the best overall answer.
Oh.
If you just say Nathaniel Hackett's favorite football player, Brandon McManus, that might be the correct football answer. But I need the best answer you got.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you wrote down what I think you probably wrote down, Jason, yeah. It's a really good answer. And if Beards and Lebo don't have very funny answers, that one could, it is an all-encompassing answer.
I'm in last place. Do I have to go
Lebo
first?
Should go first. Yep,
I'm going to go with Russell Erksleben. He was drafted number 11 overall in the NFL draft and kicked a 67-yard field goal in college.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
Google Russell Erksleben.
The name is as good as you could have asked
kicked
for.
Kicked in Texas.
Yeah.
Or A&M, one of the two.
Can I get a second letter on how that last name? I got an I.
E-R.
Unbelievable.
With an X in there.
Got him.
Okay. Who's up now?
Russell Erksleben.
I want to go last.
10th or 11th in the draft?
Well, why does he get
first
to choose going last? No, you go next.
I call dibs.
He doesn't know a name.
You called dibs? Was it like shotgun?
Yeah, he calls shotgun. Beard's called shotgun. So, Lebo's got Russell Erksleben.
I wrote two down.
Okay.
I'll go with my actual one.
Sure.
Justin Tucker.
I think that's the right football answer. Can I get your secondary answer as well?
Ryan Suckup, so the Bucks have to worry about who the backup kicker.
They don't have a kicker. Pretty good, Jason. Beards?
Listen, they're playing Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers. We need to inspire some fear into them and just take away their
mojo?
Sure. Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. Yeah. Did he kick ever?
Take their mascot away from them. He's ours now.
If this
also,
was cold
he has
weather,
a cannon. Nobody's going to stop
I would say
him.
Barefooted right? Tony Franklin.
I mean, I won, right? Come on. I...
Oh, unfortunately, you did beat Beards, yes.
Yeah.
But the winner's Russell Erksleben.
No, it's not.
So Jason and Beards tie at 11-0-1, but
no,
Lebo
but I
got
beat
the
Beards,
tiebreaker.
Though. No, you said I beat Beards in the tiebreaker, 10. So therefore Lebo can't participate in the tiebreaker. It was just Beards and I win.
Whatever.
Boom, take that.
If Jason doesn't win, he'll change the rules.
Come on, man.
I'm going to
watch
referee.
Mizzou. Give me this.
Jason wins.
Petro next.